Community builder Daryl O'Shaughnessy took the long road to reach Arne Prior. He and spouse Betty have been here since 2011 with no plans to leave.
Daryl, you're not originally from the Valley. Where did you originate and what did you do before you got here?
I'm originally from Bancroft. Before I retired, we owned a security consulting and engineering company in Kelowna, B.C. I retired, and then we moved to Arne Prior. 2011, our plan was to move around Canada. We wanted to live in different places for 2 years and then skip around. And when we retired, our daughter said, "Mom and Dad, why don't you come to Arne Prior and spend your first couple of years here?" We did, and our plan was to move to Nova Scotia. We fell in love. My wife, his name is Betty. We were avid dragon boaters. And then when we arrived here in Arne Prior, we really, really wanted to dragon boat. So as a result of that, we formed with some other people the Arne Prior Dragon Boat Club. 2012, I think it was. So in between all of that, the town was looking at setting up age-friendly community, and they thought that they would form a Greater Arne Prior Seniors Council, and I became chair. During that same time, I had a real interest in forming a seniors active living center, so a bunch of us through Arne Prior Regional Health and the Greater Arne Prior Seniors Council, we put together a plan to develop a Seniors Active Living Center. It took us about 2 years to get it going and get all the funding that was required from the ministry. Then one of the programs I really wanted it really bad was the men's shed here. So first of all, the men's shed is closed, as is the Seniors Active Living Center. About a month ago, or right after COVID-19 started in this area, Arne Prior Regional Health reached out and they said, "Could you build us some screens?" These are the patient visitor screening area assemblies. When you go into the hospitals, you'll see them all set up. And they said, "Do you think the men's shed could build these for us? It's an emergency." And the answer was absolutely. And since that time, we go in probably, I'd say about once a week for a couple of hours. And we've built these screening areas. We've built 15, I think, for Arne Prior Regional Health and also for the Arne Prior family health teams, and even as far away as Petawawa family health team.
Daryl O'Shaughnessy, passing along virtual fist bumps these days, and another community builder on Oldies 107.7.